Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, part two of our interview with Captain Dave Rogers on border security and a roundup with Steve Robinson of R&R Partners. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts, so you can succeed, so you can plan, so you can dream. And always remember, press on.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
From Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Captain Dave Roy Rogers, president of DRR Strategies. He's the former base commander of Naval Air Station Fallon and former head of the drone program down at Creech Air Force Base in Southern Nevada, working in private practice now. If you missed the show that we did with him last week, go back to the website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, and check out the setup for this discussion. Captain Rogers, great to have you back on the program. So last week we were talking about the amount of drugs that are coming across the border, the amount of women connected with sex trafficking that are coming across the border. One would think with the capabilities that we have seen from video from Afghanistan, from Iraq, that we will be able to see all that's going on and be able to attack it. Now, obviously, tunneling is a different story, but the above ground stuff, why are we not able to see more than we do?
Well, Sam, and thanks for having me back on your program. The number one issue there is military equipment does not often translate very well to other uses. That's one way of putting it. And frankly, the Department of Homeland Security has struggled with converting excess military equipment to a Border Patrol application. The reason for that is, like you probably know and some of your listeners know, military equipment is very high-tech. It's very high spec, we call it, to where the the visual acuity, the sensors, the ability to pinpoint, locate things such that you can get a weapon on target and stuff like that. It's high-end equipment. therefore it's very expensive, and it's also very expensive to maintain. And so the Border Patrol folks who don't have as much money are looking to take some of that equipment and potentially modify it. All that being said, if you were to ask the local law enforcement, I call it cadre, on the southwest border what they need, you'd get a slightly different answer than the Washington, D.C. Pitch. It's not necessarily additional Border Patrol agents or law enforcement agents on the southwest border. We've doubled the number of agents from roughly 11,000 up to about 21,000 in the last 12 years. It's equipping them with better technology. Believe it or not, their primary means for observing patterns of behavior in these criminals is tracking their footprints. And this is...
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. When you go down, I've got about, in the last 2 years, this has been a pretty heavy focus area for myself. I've got about 60 or 70 days down there on the river. And when you see these guys raking the trails and raking the footpaths and roads and stuff every morning so that they can track on horseback or on ATV the footprints that they see the next morning from that evening's activity, it's pretty incredible. I mean, you say, hey, wait, I mean, we were doing that in the 1800s. We haven't gotten any better than that. That's their primary mechanism, believe it or not, for tracking patterns of human behavior on the border. So the point to that comment is there's a whole lot of better technologies out there that industry can bring to this fight. You know, and I mentioned the reason that the military stuff's not out there is because it's very expensive and very expensive to maintain, but there's what we call slightly dumbed-down versions of that that would be perfect. I'm talking about automated electro-optical cameras, infrared sensors, ground sensors, things like aerostats that are balloons that have sensors on them, unmanned airplanes, netted together in a systems approach that could be coordinated from what they call Border Patrol Station headquarters activity. So that's the kind of things. There's also computer software and tools that we have out there that would emphasize a biometrics approach. If you can start identifying and quantifying the activity of certain key bad actors, the folks that are leading people and product across the border are the same people. They do it over and over. These are the coyotes. These are the operatives. If you can start figuring out who the bad people are with biometrics and other technologies that we possess, then that's a place to invest in.
All right, Dave, let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll do one more segment here to wrap this thing up here. Fascinating stuff. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Captain Dave Rogers, talking about border security. Dave, what you've described over the last couple of programs sounds more like a war than a border security issue. And do you think that the military should be involved in dealing with this? Because it's obviously a huge problem.
I think there's a place for the military. There's a role for the military on the border. However, I would caution, and I'm sure you know, Sam, and most of your listeners know, there's problems with getting the military involved in what are civil actions in some cases, and it's something that differentiates our country from other countries, and I think we would need to be careful about that.
But if I can interrupt for just a second, though, I mean, we've been fighting the war on drugs using the military in other countries for decades.
You're right. And so I guess what I would tell you, Sam, is as somebody that did 30 years in the Navy, the military folks are incredibly capable. You would have to absolutely ensure that they are working for a law enforcement agency in a law enforcement role. The perfect application of our military as it applies to the border security problem is through the states and their National Guard assets, which the governors control. The other caution, the secondary caution about the military is the world's still a very dangerous place, and you can just read the news every day. In addition to a global war on terror, which is still ongoing, you've got some relatively bad actors out there that we still worry about. And we have, my personal opinion, it's the right thing to do, taken a step back and tried to cut our military expenditures, but that's resulted in a force reduction. If you start throwing too many military assets on the southwest border, you're going to hazard a lot of operations that we've got ongoing overseas. So there's a downside to the military piece. Once again, you've heard me talk before, it's almost like a soapbox. I think if you were to ask the locals, and that's the local farmers and property owners, the people that are directly impacted by living in what they like to refer as a war zone, ask the local border patrol folks, ask local law enforcement, county sheriffs on the border. There's a thing called Southwest Border Sheriffs Coalition. I think what they would tell you is, you know, we have enough people. This is not a people problem in terms of law enforcement. This is a better technology equipment problem. And so, you know, getting the military down there to help out is probably a good interim measure, but we really need to be pursuing, I think they would tell you, we really need to be pursuing some better technology solutions. There are some incredibly promising technological solutions here. There's some other things we could do, too, to also enhance those technological solutions. some of those involve getting the Mexican government involved, realizing that this is a two-way street kind of problem, and we need to, frankly, relax some of the rules of engagement that prohibit us from doing certain things. I mean, we're not even allowed to point our sensors south of the border and observe what is in all likelihood illegal activity just south of the border.
That's crazy.
Engagement thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and so that's what you figure out when you spend time down there is there's things like that that are happening that are having a major impact on our effectiveness. You know, there's other things that we can do from a macro sense, too, in this country. And this is not coming from Dave Roy Rogers, but it's coming from the locals that I know down there on the southwest border. You know, we need to get more serious than we have been about illegal workers in this country and who's employing them and what we're doing to stop that sort of activity. Believe it or not, if you took a poll of all the ranchers and local law enforcement at least on the southwest border, you'd be surprised that about 90% of those folks would suggest that we probably need to investigate at least legalizing marijuana. And that marijuana represents about 50 to 55% of the illegal drug traffic, and you're just undermining their economic model, if you will.
All right, we're almost out of time here, so I just wanted to kind of sum up here. I didn't think you were going to go down the political route here, but you did. I think that if we're taking care of criminal activity at the border, we're going to be stopping a lot of the people who are trying to come over for work, and I think that should encourage the federal government to do something about legal ways for people to come to the United States to work, because there's a lot of ranches and farmers and orchards that need workers here that don't have them. But that's a discussion for another day. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you being on the program, sir. And please come back in a couple of months and update us on what's going on, will you?
Sure will, Sam. It's always great to talk to you.
All right. Thank you very much. Captain Dave Roy Rogers. We'll be right back on the Bad Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more on your mortgage than your home is worth, listen carefully to this very important message from Quicken Loans. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage rate is higher than 4.75%, call Quicken Loans today to learn how we can help. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Again, if you purchased or refinanced your loan before June of 2009 and you owe more than your home is worth, or if your current mortgage rate is above 4.75%, call Quicken Loans today to find out if we can help you take advantage of this very unique refinancing opportunity. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will treat you right. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Again, call Quicken Loans today or visit quickenloans.com.
I've got a lot to do this spring, so I need a deal on a car that can do it all.
Get the deal you want at the Spring Into a Honda sales event. Just $209 a month gets you the versatile Honda CR-V with a very un-SUV 30 miles per gallon. Low 0.9 financing gets you the 2014 Accord with Honda Lane Watch, a backup camera, and more. When deals like this come around for the most trusted brand on the road,
why settle for less than a Honda?
Hurry to the Spring Into a Honda sales event right now at your Northern Nevada Honda dealer.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got Steve Robinson here from the senior advisor from R&R Partners. And I just want to reflect for a few minutes here on some of the stuff that Captain Rogers has told us over the last couple of days. Was it stunning or not that one of the things we're doing is following tracks in the ground?
Well, the captain mentioned the disconnect between Washington, D.C., and what's actually happening on the ground. I guess there's a disconnect between what I perceived as happening and what's actually happening on the ground, that it's that rudimentary, and that our people, the law enforcement forces on the ground, don't have the kind of military equipment that the military uses. That was very surprising to me.
And partially because of the cost, apparently, and not just the cost of the equipment itself, but the maintenance of the equipment as well. But the idea that we're not even allowed to look into Mexico to see what's going on with equipment?
Well, and that's part of the, I think, the political correctness and rules of engagement that tie up the policy, and that there's not, again, going back to his perception of what Washington, D.C. says and the media says. And so looking at the reality of the border problems is not always what Washington does, and it's not always what we see.
I remember going down to the border with Dawn Gibbons down around Yuma about 6 years ago when mm-hmm. she was campaigning for Congress. And maybe it's a little longer than that. And it was interesting because we were shown videos by the contractors of infrared showing a bunch of illegals attempting to cross the border. Mm-hmm. And they would come in a group of 30 to 50 people, but there would only be like two or three border agents. And so they could grab a few, but most of them were getting across the border. But it sounds like that level isn't even being used now.
No, and as he mentioned, border agent numbers have doubled in the last decade. And you know, this is what those numbers are what the politicians put out there, both in Congress and the administration, as being the answer to the problem. And obviously, it's not.
Well, it's also interesting, too. I didn't think he was going to go down the political route, but the two things he said of significance were, one was to stop illegal immigration of people coming across the border for work, but the other was legalize marijuana. This is from a military guy,
yeah.
Because then you cut off the funding for these bandits on the other side of the border, the cartels.
Sure. I guess the only reaction I'd have to that is what we see in this country is if supply is diminished for one drug, usually another drug takes its place. I don't know if that would happen. I'm certainly not an expert in it, but I would suspect that would occur.
Well, and that's interesting because, you know, OxyContin is now $80 a pill, and heroin has become the drug of choice for people that can no longer obtain OxyContin. What was the thing, you know, because you got to sit in on the entire 24 minutes of that interview over two shows. What was the biggest thing that surprised you?
Well, again, I think that the disconnect between what's actually happening on the ground and what we're being told, that this is the guy who's talking to ranchers, families, farmers, people who live there, and the situation is not getting better. The situation is getting worse, and the people coming across are not the typical what we perceive, some of us, as, you know, the Ozzie and Harriet family that are just trying to make lives better for themselves. These are bad actors. These are people that, anywhere from terrorists to drug dealers to people that come up here and commit serious crimes.
The sex trafficking part surprised me a little. I know that Catherine Cortez Masto has been working with other attorneys general and organizations like the Nevada Trucking Association and they nationally on sex trafficking, but I didn't realize that it was that big of a problem coming across the border, and that it seems it's almost as big a problem as the illegal drugs.
And evidently, according to the attorney general, it's a huge problem, and it has not received the attention, at least at the congressional level and the federal level, that it deserves.
One of the things that Captain Rogers and I talked about off the air, which we didn't get a chance to talk about on the air, is how this problem is not just a border problem. Because once these people come across the border, they move north. And that was why he referenced at one point how big of a problem it is for Nevada. But it's a problem across the entire U.S.
It is. And from what I've heard from local law enforcement, there's not necessarily a connect between local law enforcement, which has to solve the problem, and this issue. It's under the radar, and it comes up, the sex trafficking comes up only when other crimes are involved.
The other thing, too, is that it would seem like there's a golden opportunity here for the politicians to take this kind of information and say, okay, let's get immigration reform done, and now let's go attack this problem, because we can solve all of those problems in one shot if we put either the equipment, the manpower, the money to get this done.
Yeah, and I think it fits somewhat with the conservative and the Republican philosophy of securing the borders first. And that's, of course, the third rail for conservatives. Now, you can't not have that occur before comprehensive reform.
Yeah, and what's amazing is that Obama has deported so many people, perhaps not as many as popularly thought, according to the New York Times in the last week, but I think that by attacking the criminal problems on the border would be a lot better for conservatives and liberals to be able to make immigration reform happen. That's where we're going to leave it. Thank you so much for sticking around, Steve. Appreciate it. We'll be right back on About Newsmakers after this timeout.
Having your disability application denied, it's just not fair. Well, at David Allen Associates, we can do something about it, and right now, stop the frustration. Stop it now. I'm David Allen.
I'm Will Adams, owner of Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange. We pay the most cash in town for your broken jewelry, gold, silver, and other precious metals. We are Northern Nevada's number one pawn shop alternative. See us on Pyramid Way just north of I-80. Will's Precious Metal and Jewelry Exchange.
Feeling like you need to get away? But without the money to make it happen? At Cashco, we can help you have fun in the sun before payday. Write us a check today, and we'll hold it until payday. You could be getting cash in just 15 minutes and be on your way to better things. We have two Northern Nevada locations to serve you. Get money in minutes with Cashco.
For the latest in health and your care, tune in to Wellness Wednesdays on the News 4 Forum, brought to you by St. Mary's Regional Medical Center.
At Grand Sierra Resort, we're on a mission to make everyone a winner. Introducing the all-new Grand Power Winner Celebration Bonus. Whenever Grand Power Winners hit, get ready, because everyone playing with their GS Rewards cards wins $25 in free play. The progressive jackpot starts at 25 grand and is guaranteed to hit by $50,000. All bets, all machines, one jackpot. March on in and be a Grand Power Winner, only at Grand Sierra Resort and Casino.
At Hall & Wright Plastic Surgeons, our highly trained, credentialed team is focused on you. Our board-certified plastic surgeons oversee our medical spa treatments so you obtain the best result. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. We make it all about you.
I know passive-aggressive when I see it.
Next, Judge Judy.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, Assemblywoman Michelle Fiore will join us. We'll see you on the next.